Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is John 20, verses 19 to 22. Thank you. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for this church body. We thank you for Jason. And we pray for him as he brings this word to us now, that it may become clear in our understanding and in our lifestyle. Lord, we want to serve you wherever you place us, and we would strengthen one another as we meet together today. Father, help us to love one another and to see where you would call us day by day, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Voice of leaving a job that had paid money to go to a job that did not pay money. It was a faith-based role, so that's a big thing, isn't it, when you go from money to no money? But probably just as significant was saying, well, I won't be doing engineering anymore. I wasn't sure, of course, within the first 6 months, because it was so bad. It was a really hard role. But over a year, over 3 years, over 5 years, I was just thought, other people can do engineering, but God wants me here. God wants me to do this Christian ministry. Making a choice to leave the church I was from and come to this church was a choice for our family about following Jesus and listening and hoping that God was leading us to a church that he was calling us to. But yeah, we, as followers of Jesus, when we get prompted to do something, and it could be from giving money to somebody, through to serving, through to changing our careers, as followers of Jesus, if we get prompted to do that, and we sense that this is what God wants us to do, we do it, don't we? That's the thing that really encouraged me about that person last night, is they sensed God was prompting them, they made a choice, they acted on it, they changed careers. That's what followers of Jesus do, because you follow Jesus wherever that leads. In our church, we've known people to do that as well. The Ameses are here today, and they, as following Jesus, left their country, left their career, went to Japan. Now, still as part of following Jesus, Owen travels the world supporting missionaries in lots of different countries. The Hutchinson family were with us last year. Luke was on staff as a pastor here, and as a follower of Jesus, God called them to go to the Khmer in Cambodia, and they've left, in a sense, career choices and family and their country to learn new languages. And that's what we do, is follow Jesus wherever it leads, which is why I love the summary that we have of what Jesus says to his followers. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Those 10 words. It's just 10 words that ask a lot of us. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. If you're going to follow Jesus, Jesus says, I'm sending you just like I was sent. 10 words that ask a lot of us. If you think about what those words mean, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you, you don't have to go too far to remember that there was Easter. Do you remember Easter? So Jesus was sent by his Father into the world, and Easter, what we now call Easter, happened. And when Jesus says these words to the first disciples, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you, imagine how they would have heard that. They're standing in a room together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. Why are they there? Why are they in a room with the doors locked, worried about religious leaders coming and finding them? Why are they there? They're there because only a few days beforehand, Jesus had been whipped, beaten, betrayed. Roman powers had crucified him to a cross. Had seen him raised again to life. But they are worried about what's going to happen to them because they know what happened to Jesus. And they're worried that that might happen to them too, that those religious rulers will chase them down and whip them too and beat them too and kill them too. So how do you think those early disciples heard these words of Jesus? As the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. How do you reckon they took that? Do you think there's any reason why Jesus said to them, peace I give you, peace I leave with you? Because if it were me, I would be going, oh my goodness, this is seriously hard. This is a big deal, following Jesus. It could mean sacrifice. It could mean loss of life. It could mean suffering. I wonder how you hear it when you hear those words this morning. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. How do you hear that? Do they sound like words that you want to take seriously? That you go, yeah, that's great. I'm on board. Or does that make you go, oh, does that mean, Jesus, I'm called also to a life of challenge and service and suffering, just like you were called to those things? You were sent into a world that didn't want you. Is that what it will mean for me, that I'll be sent into a world that doesn't want me? You were sent to suffer for the good of others. Does that mean that I'll be sent to suffer for the good of others? Do you think those thoughts when you hear those words? Because I reckon you should. I think you should. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. You and I should both hear those words and say to ourselves, that is probably more than I can live. Because it is. I mean, I think all of us feel at some level that being a Christian in an Australian nation is hard work. You know, it's hard work making the kind of choices that we feel we need to make. It's hard work to say anything out loud. But what do you reckon the people in Sri Lanka are feeling at the moment? Rocking up to church on a Sunday is now a problem. And you know what they'll do? They'll rock up to church on a Sunday. They will. They will fill those churches. Because as the Father has sent Jesus, they are sent too. It's what Christians do. Is we're sent into the world just like Jesus. And for that, Jesus doesn't leave us alone. He says, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus promises us two things as we go into the world like he goes into the world. He promises us peace because he's present. He's the one that comes into the room with fearful disciples. He's the one who can say the words that will make us feel like we're okay, we're safe. And he also promises us power. He breathes on them and says, gives to them the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus to life again. It's this Spirit and this Jesus that transforms those early disciples from people who are locked in a room to then having the courage to spill out onto a street and talk about Jesus to a crowd that crucified Jesus. It's that same spirit that has sent Christians into terrible places to be brave and bold and bear witness to Jesus. It's the same spirit that those Sri Lankans will be encouraged by to continue strong in their faith. Same spirit. Same spirit that's in them is in you. You and I are called to go like Jesus goes into the world at great cost and sacrifice, but with presence and power. We can do this. If you are called to make a career change, you can do it. If you're called to change a country, you can do that. If God calls you, as God has said to us as a family, to change churches, you can do that. Because following Jesus means that we get the strength we need, the power we need, to go where God sends us. You know, I'm going to play a video now, and I want you to watch it and listen to the difference that has happened in this lady's life, May Ran, because a follower of Jesus was sent.
May Run is an ethnic Thai believer. Her testimony is one of heart transformation. God placed global interaction cross-cultural workers in her path, and through their friendship, Mehran met Jesus.
Somebody in Australia, a cross-cultural worker, to leave their life and serve the ethnic Thai. The reason why that person did that was because they were a follower of Jesus and they wanted other people to know and follow Jesus too. So they go to this country. And they see a sick man and decide that as a follower of Jesus, they will spend time with that person, caring for them. They get to know Mehran through that connection. And eventually, because they talk about Jesus, Mehran becomes a follower of Jesus too. Mehran, up to this point, is not able to see anybody else follow Jesus. Nobody's talking about Jesus, nobody knows Jesus, nobody reads the Bible to her. It's not until this cross-cultural worker leaves Australia that Mehran can know about Jesus. And then through that, Mehran is now being changed. You heard there that her life was one that she said was one of fear and hatred and anger. And now she's becoming a person of forgiveness and peace. And Mehran, as a follower of Jesus, is now wanting other people to follow Jesus. Do you think that when Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you, that this is at work in the cross-cultural worker's life and this is at work in Mehran's life? This is the kind of impact that changes the world. It's when we let those words, those 10 words, rest in our hearts and we follow them with obedience, trusting that God will be present to us, trusting that God will give us what we need, the power we need to do this, change happens in people's lives. And that's what we as a church are on about. We want to be followers of Jesus who are helping other people follow. We want to do that here. You know, on Anzac Day, I had the privilege of being at Harry and Eleanor's village. And I reckon, Harry and Eleanor, you are trying to do this among the people you live with. I mean, Harry led it very well. And Anzac Day is a great opportunity to actually weave faith and the sacrifice of our nation together. But that's what I see as Harry and Eleanor connecting with those people there. That's what I see is right now at the back are international people. And that's Alan's heart, isn't it? That he follows Jesus and he wants to help other people who don't know Jesus follow too. And that's what we're trying to do in our world. That's why the Ameses, or that's why Owen travels the world encouraging people as they plant churches. That's why the Hutchinsons are in see and reap, trying to plant churches. That's why right here I keep going on about Christianity Explored, because I want people to follow Jesus too. I'm taking seriously 10 words. As the Father has sent me, so I'm sending you. I want you to do that same. I would love it if in this month, not only do we talk about global mission, which we must, but I'd love it if we ourselves continue to be stirred for the way that we're following Jesus, the way that we're sent into the world. I would love it if we challenge ourselves again on the choices we're making. I don't know if it'll happen today, but I would love it if our church had somebody in it who said to us, we want to go overseas. Because I'm being sent like Jesus into the world, for me it'll mean a choice of changing countries to reach lost people. I'd love that. I don't know who it is. It might be this group of people here. Might be someone here who's thinking through their work life and what happens next. But I would love it that if you say to yourself, I'm sent like Jesus, it means I'm going to choose to change countries. I'd love it if we took seriously that we're sent like Jesus into our workplaces. Sent like Jesus into our workplaces. So we could stop complaining about all the tough times we get from people, unfair times, and start saying, well, actually, this, I want to be an agent of change here. I'd love it if we took seriously that we were sent like Jesus into our school and into our universities. I'd love that. And that people start experiencing what it means for a follower of Jesus to really follow. So that's what May Mission Month is about. It's about global mission, and it's about reminding ourselves again that as the Father has sent me, Jesus says, so I'm sending you. We get to do this every year, is to remind ourselves that we are all sent by Jesus into the world. And that he's given us everything we need, his presence, his power, to be his people. Let me pray. Our God, I want to pray that we would in this year see people's lives changed because we've been sent to them. Father, we mix with people who don't know you, who are far from you. And I want to, Lord, ask that we would take encouragement from that cross-cultural worker in Thailand and meet people where they're at, see where that leads, and have the courage to say words that lead people to Jesus. Father, thank you for the work that our cross-cultural workers are doing across the world. I want to thank you specifically for all the people that Owen encourages through his work with Teams International. I want to thank you for the cross-cultural workers in Siem Reap and all the people that they're trying to reach too. And Lord, we'd pray that you would bring favour to their work and that people who are far from you but close to them may come to know you. And God, what I also know is that every one of us here have an opportunity right now to be sent like you're sent into the world. And Lord, too often we lock ourselves away. We are fearful when we ought not to be. May you stir in our hearts again that you send us, that you breathe on us, that the Spirit is at work in us, for us, renewing us, growing us, empowering us to be your people. Send us, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
it might be that God, through His Spirit, has spoken to you this morning. It might be that you would like to talk over some of these issues with someone, with Jason or with someone else. Don't forget, fill in a care card, or if you have any other particular care needs that you would like someone to come alongside you, fill in those cards. You can put them in the boxes at the front and the back here as you leave. Also, if you would like some personal prayer, there will be someone down the front here if you want to come down and share a prayer time. Also, Jason will be out the front if you would like to catch up with him and have a bit of a further chat. Going to sing our last song now, so thank you.
This song reminds us of a great God that we serve.
Oh Lord, my God. being here today. As we go, I'd just like to share some words from Hebrews 13. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Have a great week.